there. I'm your host, Leslie Randolph. I'm a self-confidence coach for teenage girls and the self-confidence coach you wish you had as a teen. Honestly, I'm the self-confidence coach I wish I had as a teen because I know I could have saved myself and my mother a whole lot of heartache if I'd only known then what I know now. I hope to save you some of that suffering by sharing the lessons I learned late in life right here on Why Didn't They Tell Us. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, happy people. Welcome back to Why Didn't They Tell Us. Y'all, I know I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but I did. I am. I loved last week's episode about feeling the fear and finding the confidence. You know, I think a lot of us are under the impression that confident people don't feel fear. They don't feel doubt or insecurity. And I am going to continue to set the record straight and say, this is a lie. Even the most successful and self-confident people you know still feel all these emotions. That is because self-confident people are just that. They're people. And I've said it before, I will say it again and again. Self-confidence does not make you immune to the human experience. Doubt, fear, anxiety, all part of the package of being a perfectly imperfect human. The only difference between successful and self-confident people, those among us, is that we don't let those emotions be the decision makers in our life. We don't give those emotions and the voices creating them, the thoughts creating those feelings, have the microphone in our minds. Self-confidence, that voice of love and belief in you, that is the one with the microphone, and that is the one cranked way up. So if you've been tuning in and you're starting to, you know, face your fears and find your confidence, then listen up, because I have been dreaming up something awesome just for you so you can spring into the new season with self-confidence. Are you ready? I wish I had my drum roll. On April 1st, I am kicking off the Bully to Bestie Boot Camp. It is a 5-day virtual challenge for you to start cultivating unshakable self-confidence. Sound good? Yes. Yes, it does. Here's more. The Bully to Bestie Boot Camp, it's totally free, and it is open to everyone and their mother. Your mother, my mother. Hi, Mom. I hope you sign up. Listen, during these 5 days, you're going to train your brain to be more kind, to be more compassionate, to be more encouraging. Yeah, like a bestie, right? So why do we want this? Because this is how you cultivate unshakable self-confidence. Truly. When you change the way you talk to you and think about you, you can literally change your life for the better. And there are so many benefits to positive self-talk. Less stress, more motivation, better body image, reduced depression and anxiety, more calm and a sense of control in your life. And yes, you guessed it, more self-confidence. And who doesn't want more of that? This is why I am hosting the Bully to Bestie Bootcamp. And I want you there. I want all those amazing benefits for you. So I hope you will join me. Because listen, we don't learn this in school, right? We don't learn to speak kindly to ourselves, to cheer ourselves on, to see and celebrate our strengths, to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and try again and again and again. But that's what we're doing in the boot camp. And I'm saving a seat for you. Okay, so here's how it works. During the week of April 1st, you're going to get an email from me with your truth or dare of the day. And they're all focused on shifting that bully voice in your brain to a bestie voice. And all the exploration exercises, listen, they're short and sweet, but they pack a powerful punch to create real change in your life. And that's what we want, right? Because when we're speaking kindly to ourselves, when we're cheering ourselves on, we go out in the world and we create awesome things. Trust me. So all you got to do if you sign up for the challenge, well, you got to sign up, but I'll get to that, is you're going to open an email from me, do the exercise, and you're going to watch your self-confidence soar. And it's open to everyone, whether or not they are listeners on the podcast or in my world at all. Welcome them in. The more the merrier. Bring your daughter. Bring your mom. Bring your real life bestie. We want everyone loving and cheering themselves on, because when you do, you actually go out in your world and you love and cheer on others too. What an amazing place it would be. And we're going to end the Bully to Bestie Boot Camp with like a bash, right? On April 5th, we're going to get all the boot camp besties together for a live wrap-up party on Zoom. And we're going to celebrate our successes and commit to keeping the confidence and momentum going. Sound good? Of course it does. You want in? Of course you do. Okay, there's a link in my show notes with all the details to save your virtual seat. You can also find the details on confidencecoachforgirls.com. Obviously, email me with any questions. If you get on my email list, you'll hear more about it as well. I hope to see you there. How's that for an opener for today's show? Yeah? Which is actually not about self-talk. I know. It feels like a tease after all of that. But if you are excited about self-talk, get in that boot camp. Today, we are actually not talking at all about what you think about you, which informs how you talk to you. In fact, we are talking about what other people think about you, which also informs how you talk to you and think about you. Listen, when I started Why Didn't They Tell Us, I had a lot of incredible guests on the show. And one of my favorite questions to ask them was, you know, what's one thing you wish you could tell your teenage self? And if you go back to those episodes, but you don't have to, though you should, they were so good. I'm not picking favorites. If you go back to those episodes, you will hear the majority of my guests would say, don't worry as much what other people think about you, or some form of that, right? Like, get out of other people's heads, or I wish I didn't care as much. And, you know, I remember being a teen and grownups telling me that, you know, you get to a point in life where you don't care as much what other people think about you, and really you shouldn't care as much what people think about you. And I'm sure I greeted that with like an eye roll and a heavy dose of skepticism. Because while it sounds lovely to not care what other people think about you, it feels nearly impossible for so many of us. And I'm not just talking about teens. Listen, there is still a teenage girl very much alive in me that cares very much about what you think about me. Yeah. She shows up every time I put a post up on social media or I do a reel. She's got things to say each and every time I come on the microphone here and share these words and wisdom with you. Every time I get in front of an audience for one of my talks on self-confidence, she's there wondering what y'all are thinking about me. That inner teen is very curious about what's going on in your beautiful brain. And I'm not mad at her for it. She just wants to be accepted, liked, and loved. And that's all of us, right? So today, we're going to talk about why we care so much about what other people think, how to mindfully care about what other people think without chipping away at your self-confidence, and of course, how to cultivate confidence regardless of what other people think. You ready? I know you are. Let's go. So if you listen to those amazing guests and many well-meaning adults like me, I'm sure I say the same thing to my kids. I know I do. I know I tell them we shouldn't care so much what other people think about us. But the truth is we do. And I hope you can take solace in the fact that we are biologically wired to care what other people think of us. It's truly like a primitive survival mechanism. Caring about what other people think about you is part of that pack mentality that ensures your safety out there in the wild. I know we're not in the wild, but some days it feels like that, doesn't it? I'm going to tell you a story. You may or may not know this about me, because I can't remember if I've shared it on the podcast, but my family and I lived in South Africa for nearly 5 years. And during that time, we were blessed to go on many safaris. I know, pinch me. It was literally a dream living there. Every time we would go on safari, we would see beautiful impala. Impala are these deer-like creatures, and they were everywhere. Literally, you could not go on a safari without seeing packs and packs of impala. They actually have an M almost on their butt, like on their tails, and the safari guides would tell us they were the McDonald's of the bush, which is what they call safari, because they're literally on every corner, right? Now, when we would see the packs, we'd be like, oh, beautiful. But when we would see a lone impala out there by itself in the bush, our hearts got a little heavy because we knew without the protection of its pack, that sweet impala was prey. It was quite literally a lion's happy meal with its M on the butt. Now, you and I, we are not impala or cave people that if left alone in the world, we're destined to be eaten by a lion. But try telling that to your beautiful brain. On its default bully brain setting, it thinks that being left out of the pack is a threat, perhaps even a death sentence, right? And that feeling will never be more true than in middle school, except in high school. Well, maybe college or grad school or in the pickup line when you're getting your kid from their school. I tease, right? Because that default setting, it doesn't go away without a deliberate shift, right? On our default setting, we are programmed for survival. And survival means being part of the pack. And being part of the pack means everybody likes you. So we have to care what other people think. So I want to just normalize the fact that we care what other people think about us. This is my first takeaway of the day. I want you to simply cut yourself some slack for being a human with a human brain that wants to be accepted and liked. Truly. I mean, you are biologically wired to care what other people think of you. You are biologically wired to want them to like you, to be part of the pack. It's normal and a sign that your beautiful brain is doing exactly what it is supposed to do. So how do you cut yourself some slack? Well, we got to stop telling ourselves, and I'm listening to this advice, and we got to stop telling our teens or our children that you shouldn't care what people think about you. Shoulding on yourself always feels bad. Shoulds always lead to shame. So let's stop doing that here, especially since our brains are trying to keep us safe and alive when they focus so much on what other people are thinking about us. And let's be honest, caring about what other people think about you, it can also be a good thing. You want to be mindful of people's feelings, right? Of their unique experiences in the world. We don't want to walk around being completely insensitive to others, right? There's a middle ground. There's caring so much about what people think and then, you know, not caring and being careless. The result of caring about what other people think about you is often the catalyst to human connection, strong and loving relationships. And that's really what we want most in this one and only life of ours, right? So takeaway number one, it is totally normal, okay, and sometimes good to care what other people think about you. And with that said, there are a whole lot of disclaimers about caring about what other people think about you for the rest of the episode. So buckle up. That's really what we're going to say. So it's normal. It's okay. And don't turn me off yet, because there's a lot more to come. You want to care. You want to value other people's opinions of you. And here's that big disclaimer, that big asterisk, without abandoning yourself. You want to care and value other people's opinions of you, but never at the expense of being you. Listen, you are the only you in this world. You are the only you that we've got. It is literally your responsibility to be you. And if you have to be anything else or less than you to win someone's approval of you, then my friend, that is too high a cost. Then that someone's not for you. Think about it. If you have to be something or someone else, then what you are for someone to like you, then they aren't worth it. Like, they are literally not for you. That high opinion that you worked so hard to achieve is of someone that isn't even you. So this applies to big life decisions and the small ones too. For what team or club you join in high school, to which college you go or don't go to the career path you take, or the one you choose to deviate from, to the causes that you choose to stand behind. Do it for you, not someone else's approval or opinion of you. I often tell this story when I talk about, you know, it's our responsibility to be ourselves. And it breaks it down to, you know, that small detail of like, yeah, obviously for life's big decisions, do it for you, not someone else's approval or validation or opinion of you. But even the little ones. And the story is, I found this dress a couple years ago at Anthropology. And it is so me. It is loud. It's got these vibrant colors and this funky pattern. And it's kind of a muumuu shape. And it's got pockets. And y'all, if you don't love a dress with pockets, please. I love it so much, and it is so me. And I put it on for my daughter, and she looked at me and she said, "Please don't wear that to my birthday party." She felt the need to make it very clear that, like, you go do you, but don't you do you in my world. Like, you can wear that dress, but not on my birthday. Don't be bringing your funky and vibrancy into my world. But you know what? I mean, I'll listen to her. I won't wear it to her birthday party, but you better believe I'm still going to wear it. It's so me. And it is my responsibility to be me and to show up as me every day and in every way, whether it is the dress, the club, the team, the fill in the blank of life decision. It is your responsibility to be and do you. The world needs you to do that. You're the only one we got. Honoring you, your voice, your values, what matters to you, that, my friend, is how you build self-trust, which is the cornerstone of self-confidence. I always tease that self-trust is like the smallest muscle in the self-confidence muscle group, but it is such an important one. And being you, wearing the dress, paving your path, that is how you strengthen it. So the final takeaway for today is that while it's okay, normal, and totally understandable to care what other people think of you, I hope you care more about what you think of you. I hope you let that voice be the loudest in that beautiful brain of yours. The one that sees you. The one that cheers you on as you wear the loud dress or follow the path that you know is right with you, even if no one else agrees. This is how you create that connection that we talked about at the top of the show. You will find your people on that path if you are brave enough to follow it. And most importantly, you will find you.
And that is your first and forever friend, your true ride or die, your bestie. It's you. The thing is, you have no idea what other people think about you. Truly. Unless they tell you what they think about you. But oftentimes, we are making some big assumptions about what other people are thinking without ever really knowing or asking. And you can't control what other people think about you. I mean, you can try. But like I said, if that means compromising you, then it ain't worth it. While you can't control what other people think about you, you can always control what you think about you. And you can always control how you show up in the world to align with that opinion of you. And my friend, that is the opinion that matters most. Your opinion of you. Go out into your world every day, committed to accepting you, loving you, winning over your approval of you. My friends, why didn't they tell us that it's okay to care what people think about you, but their high opinion of you is not worth sacrificing your opinion of you? It's not worth losing yourself. Be you, and you will find your people. Love that amazing human you are. You are. And cheer her on as she goes after goals, chases her dreams, and wears the dress she loves, even if no one, including her daughter, loves it. Go do that, and you will find the people that love you too, even if they don't love the dress. And if you need help with this, get in on that Bully to Bestie bootcamp. There's the link in show notes. I hope to see you there, and I'll be cheering you on until then. Till next time, my friends. Love what you hear? Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at confidencecoachforgirls.com. That's confidencecoachforgirls.com. Or email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. That's lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.